I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. With the December weather even colder than usual, the needs for shelter and warmth are also greater. The Egan Warming Center in Eugene opens to provide shelter for the homeless when temperatures dip below 30 degrees. For the second year in a row, the Caldera Songwriters present a group concert to benefit the Egan Warming Center at Tsunami Books in Eugene this Friday, December 20th. Two of the Caldera Songwriters are here in the KLCC studios with us live, including Beth Wood and John Scheib. Nice to see you both.
Hello.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, when you planned this benefit concert, you probably didn't imagine 9 degrees below zero in Eugene, did you?
Oh, my goodness. I thought we were in Minnesota there for a week or so.
So, therefore, the concert is even more important, probably, than it was when you set it up.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Thanks for putting it together, and let's get into some music right away, shall we? What are you going to play for
great.
Us?
I'm going to play a song called The Changeling. Just got to know when to hold on. Sometimes love is a wildfire. It's hungry for everything it can get its hands on. Well, I guess it got its hands on me. And it burns so bright. It can get you high, it'll get you through. Sometimes love is a falcon. He's soaring in the clouds and he's zooming in on you. Well, I guess now he's zooming in. And I can't hide. Try holding on to love.
Beth Wood with John Shipe live in the KLCC studios with The Changeling. They will both be part of the Caldera Songwriters Group benefit concert for the Egan Warming Center in Eugene at Tsunami Books this Friday, December 20th at 7:30. Well, Beth, that's a song you brought to the Caldera Songwriters, isn't it?
I did, and I was actually just remembering how John Shipe helped me finish that song. And one of the things that we do in our songwriters group, it's a very informal gathering kind of a thing, but we share things that we're working on and things that we might want feedback on. And so I had a couple verses and a start to a chorus, and I played it, and John had some really insightful things to say. And
he said, that was lame.
No.
I did not say that.
He never said that.
I swear I didn't.
He shared very constructive criticism, and I took it very well. And I went home and thought about it, and I was like, you know what? He's right. And so I let the song rest for a couple months, and then I went back and rewrote it, and then it totally changed. So thank you, John.
You're welcome. And John, has Beth contributed ideas to your music as well? Has she helped you out in this songwriting process?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But Beth tours a lot. So it's like, seems like one in three.
Yeah, maybe.
That you've been to. I don't think you were there when I brought this one to the group.
Uh-huh.
This is a ballad called Love Ain't Easy.
Sweet.
And yeah, I think you weren't there this time. So you didn't get a chance to say my chorus was lame.
No, I would never say that.
We need honesty in songwriting.
I can't believe we made it through. I'm still here and I'm looking at you. And all along, nobody knew just how hard this was and all the work we had to do. 'Cause love ain't easy. Sometimes love is the last thing you want to happen to you. Oh, love ain't easy. But I'm so glad that I love you. But I got to admit that I had some doubts, sizing up all those things I thought I'd have to live without. But every time I hear in your sweet voice, you tell me, baby, it's gonna be worth it. And anyway, we got no choice, 'cause love ain't easy. If you give it all you got, there might be nothing left of you. Oh, love ain't easy. But I'm so glad I love you. And I feel sorry for that man I used to be, but I wouldn't even know him if I met him on the street. And that poor girl who was crying at his feet, how did she get the nerve to be so sweet? So here's my heart, why don't you take my hand, and I'll provide for you a softer place to land. From here on out, we'll just go gliding past all those things that used to scare us, baby. Hold on fast, 'cause love ain't easy. Just ask anyone who's been there what it takes to keep love true. Oh, love, love, love ain't easy. But I'm so glad that I love you. Yeah, I'm so glad I love you. Yeah, I'm so glad I'm so glad.
John Sharp with Love Ain't Easy, live in the KLCC studios. A rather new song with a few harmonies by Beth Wood on.
Thanks,
on
Beth.
Look,
yeah,
there.
It's yeah, a beautiful song.
Very sweet. Kind of a common theme running through those first couple songs, either.
I know. I think the next one's about love, too, isn't it?
It might be.
It's probably the only three songs in the history of the universe that have been written about love, right? But well, John, I know you've often said for you that context is everything. How does that apply in the Egan Warming Center benefit? How's that going to apply to the music in a benefit situation?
Context is everything.
Yeah, is that a motto of yours, as I
know? Every time I come here for an interview, you always ask really profound questions.
It does.
And you're stuck.
Well, for me personally, I've been kind of taking a bit of a break. Haven't been as active in my music life lately.
Yeah.
Slowed down this year kind of on purpose to settle down, write some songs.
It's a good thing.
And this is kind of a nice way for me to kind of step back in.
Yeah.
Become active, you know, to end the year this way, doing a benefit. Hooking up with these songwriters that I love.
A good event in so many directions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about what you need besides music, Beth, for this event. Other donations besides money at the door are requested, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We're asking for donations of clean blankets, sweaters, gloves, hats, warm things that you have sitting around the house that maybe nobody's using.
All of those things benefiting the Egan Warming Center to keep the homeless and others warm during the cold times in Eugene and beyond. It's really been a fine growth to see the Egan Warming Center take off, and certainly in need. You can also donate at St. Vincent de Paul locations for the Egan Warming Center as well. Shall we do one more song while we have time?
That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
Okay. What's it going to be?
This is a song called Easy on Me. Can barely leave your side.
Beth Wood with John Shipe live in the KLCC studios. Easy on me. They'll be live as part of the Egan Warming Center benefit put on by the Calderas Songwriters Group at Tsunami Books in Eugene this Friday, December 20th. There was some rather winter imagery in that song, kind of fitting into the theme, huh?
Absolutely. Staying warm.
Yep.
Hibernating.
Wood stove.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of other people besides you on this bill. You want to highlight a few of the others that are joining you in this group and at this
Absolutely.
Performance?
Absolutely. I'm really excited about everyone that's coming. We've got Lori Katz, Peter Newman, Laura Golden, who was on last year with us, Ken Zimmerman and Steve Gibson, Della Perry, Melissa Ruth, who's awesome. We have just such a great group. Sean McGowan and his daughter Hannah. Kathy Marshall, and then we've got Kurt Masterson, who's part of the group Apropos Musique.
Now, I understand music, well, mm-hmm. to a degree, and I definitely understand the need for warm blankets and all of that for everyone in the world and the need for a place to sleep, mm-hmm. but there's another element of this that I see that I don't understand. Oh. Haiku.
Haiku.
It says, bring okay. a haiku to share. How's
okay,
this
that's
all fit
just
together?
Totally random, and... So I've been a part of the Sisters Song Academy the last few years, and the first year I was on staff there, I somehow ended up being the MC for open mic night. And so there's a lot of like just open time to fill, and I'm not really a natural elaborator or joke teller. So I asked people to just write a bunch of haikus, and I just read them during the off time, and it ended up being kind of really fun. And it's an exercise everyone can do. The audience can do it too. It's a pretty simple thing.
And limericks.
Yeah. Okay. Got a Christmas limerick. Go on and bring it.
Bring it on down to Tsunami Books this Friday, December 20th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. for the Calderas Songwriters Group concert, including Beth Wood and John Shipe and all those other people that you just heard Beth talk about. Bring warm hats, gloves, blankets, and other donations for the Egan Warming Center as well. For more on the Egan Warming Center, see EganWarmingCenter.com. For more on the benefits, see the Calderas Songwriters Circle on Facebook. And for more on Beth Wood and John Shipe, BethWoodMusic.com and JohnShipe.com. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you for letting us visit with this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
See NPR for Oregonians. Find us on